The UN Security Council today considers a request by Secretary General Kofi Annan for changes in Iraq's oil for food program. It has been suspended because of the war. Relief agencies fear that puts a majority of Iraq's population in danger. So Secretary General Annan has asked for a new resolution that would make the cash reserves in the program available for emergency assistance. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Hours after the first missiles hit Baghdad, the Secretary General expressed regret that war had come to Iraq for the third time in a quarter century, despite the efforts of the United Nations. The Secretary General called on the UN to put aside its differences and confront what he called the realities of the present. Chief among his concerns, he said, is the welfare of Iraqi civilians.
My thoughts today are with the Iraqi people who face yet another ordeal. I hope that all parties will scrupulously observe the requirements of international humanitarian law and will do everything in their power to shield the civilian population from the grim consequences of war.
Kofi Annan's immediate goal is to overhaul the Oil for Food program. It was set up in the mid-90s to alleviate the impact of economic sanctions on the Iraqi people. The program, run jointly by the UN and the Iraqi government, allows Iraq to use its oil money to buy food and other vital commodities. Aid officials say it's the only source of food for 60% of Iraq's population, but it's been disrupted by war. Jordan Day is a spokesman for the World Food Program.
The Iraqi government has traditionally provided a food ration to all 25 million Iraqis. They've done that by drawing upon this oil for food account. We've got 57,000 agents around the country that hand out the food. We're going to need to get that system back up and running.
The resolution Kofi Annan has asked for would give him the authority to manage the oil for food account. If the resolution is approved, he'd be able to funnel cash to aid organizations that are set up to move food and emergency supplies to countries near Iraq and into Iraq itself as circumstances allow. Jordan Day says the funds are desperately needed to ramp up the aid effort.
We have the logistical operation in place. I mean, we've identified the roads, the ports, the rail, the truck, the fuel capacities to move the food into the country. It's just now that we have to fill those trucks with food.
The matter is urgent. Relief workers say the average Iraqi family has enough food supplies to last for only 4 to 6 weeks, and the population already is weakened by long-standing shortages of food and medicine. Britain and the United States are drafting a resolution along the lines requested by the Secretary General. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw is optimistic that it will be approved, notwithstanding differences within the Council over the war against Iraq.
Regardless of their opinions on the use of military force against Iraq, there is a widespread understanding in the Security Council about the humanitarian and reconstruction needs which are there already as a result of Saddam's impoverishment and will be still more necessary once Saddam has been removed.
Some UN diplomats share that assessment. Diplomats say the U.S. and Britain circulated the draft resolution among the five permanent members of the Council last night. It will be presented formally today to the full 15-member Security Council. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.